What separates extraordinary achievers from everyone else? It's rarely raw talent or education. It's how desperately you want success. Paul Arden's manifesto challenges the comfortable notion that being good enough is sufficient. Looking around at the most successful people in any field, you'll notice they aren't necessarily the most naturally gifted. They simply wanted success more desperately and were willing to make the necessary sacrifices. The question isn't whether you want to be good. Most people do. The real question is, how good? Do you want to be quite good, very good, or the absolute best in your field? Perhaps even the best in the world. Consider Victoria Beckham as a teenager. She didn't merely dream of becoming a famous singer. She envisioned herself as a global brand. Her benchmark wasn't other musicians, but Persil automatic detergent. She wanted to be as universally recognized as a household cleaning product. This seemingly absurd comparison reveals the extraordinary imagination that propelled her to international success. Notice how conventionally clever people, those who excel academically, often don't achieve the greatest success in life. School systems reward memorization, not imagination or determination. The truly ambitious secure opportunities based on their drive to succeed, looking forward to future potential rather than backward at past achievements. All creative people need something to push against. They require restrictions to rebel against. Without limitations from clients, budgets, or deadlines, we'd have nothing to overcome. This opposition, this creative tension, gives creative work its excitement. The natural conflict between clients, who typically request safe work, and creative professionals, who want original, boundary-pushing ideas, creates the friction from which innovation emerges. When faced with a terrible brief, insufficient budget, or unreasonable timeline, many look for excuses. But these constraints force us to think differently. The most brilliant solutions often come from rebelling against bad briefs rather than from perfect circumstances. Whatever is on your desk right now is your opportunity. Instead of waiting for the perfect brief from the perfect client, which rarely happens, make your current project the best it can be. Even if the project isn't ideal, you'll gain satisfaction from doing your best and might learn something valuable. Benjamin Franklin reframed his failures as 10,000 ideas that didn't work, while Thomas Edison viewed each failed light bulb as a learning opportunity. These innovators recognized failures as essential steps toward success. Most of us fear mistakes, dreading appearing foolish or incompetent. This fear inhibits creativity. The person who never makes errors rarely creates anything meaningful. At Saatchi & Saatchi, you wouldn't be fired for being wrong, only for lacking initiative. When stuck, instead of persisting with familiar methods, try completely different tools. If you typically use felt-tip pens, switch to watercolors or charcoal. Experiment with decorating paints and oversized brushes. Enlarge small sketches to massive proportions. Being wrong opens possibilities that being right cannot. Starting with the mindset that you might be wrong makes exploration possible, rather than striving for infallibility. Even getting fired can propel your career forward, often indicating misalignment with your company. Arden was fired 5 times, each instance leading to advancement. What seems negative can become your greatest opportunity. How you perceive yourself is how others will see you. The ambitious presenter is regarded differently than one who simply states what they are. When Charles Saatchi started his agency, he designed bank-like stationery and invested 1/3 of his capital in a full-page ad in the Times, transforming his small boutique into what appeared to be an established company with significant resources. When presenting ideas, put on a show rather than just giving a speech. Words fade while images persist. Paint people a picture instead of offering wit and wisdom. The more visual your presentation, the more memorable your ideas become. With clients, avoid showing highly polished computer layouts they'll likely reject. Present rough sketches instead. Engage their imagination by involving them in the process. Never blame others when things go wrong. Accept total responsibility for work you've touched. Common excuses, terrible briefs, needing better partners, insufficient resources or time, exist on every job. Whatever others' failings, shoulder the responsibility yourself. Taking ownership also means understanding your client's true aims, which often differ from stated objectives. Most clients are corporate professionals protecting their careers who see creative ideas as risks rather than opportunities. When a client won't buy your ideas, do it their way first, then do it your way. Do not covet your ideas. Give away everything you know, and more will return to you. Being secretive serves no one, especially yourself. Hoarding leads to staleness, while giving forces you to replenish your creative well. The more you give, the more returns. Ideas are open knowledge. They're not really yours, but floating in the ether, waiting for someone with the right mindset to receive them. This generosity extends to creative partnerships. Don't expect suppliers to produce magic alone. You are the magic. The art of directing is getting talented people to exceed their capabilities. Don't fear working with the best, even if they seem intimidating. The best people can be difficult and single-minded. That's what makes them good. Approach them with a commitment to excellence, and they'll respond positively because they share that commitment. New ideas often seem unfamiliar or silly and can't be judged by description alone. They must exist in the world first. Since nobody funds what they don't understand, you must create it yourself through whatever means necessary. If it were easy, everyone would do it. Orson Welles exemplified this with Citizen Kane. Without financial backing, he raised money for casting, then convinced people to build sets and shoot tests that eventually formed a third of the film. Once his vision existed tangibly, backers provided funding. If you can't solve a problem, you're likely constrained by unnecessary rules. When facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, focus on the positive, prioritize communication over cleverness, and seek inspiration outside your field. History's greatest innovations came from people who refused to accept conventional limitations. Life follows a creative circle we all travel through. When young, you have freedom and time, but no money for experimentation. As you age, responsibilities grow, family, house, career, and freedom diminishes. Then, in old age, freedom returns when children are gone and mortgages are paid. Understanding this cycle helps us recognize our place in the creative journey. Embrace experimentation when young, maintain creativity despite midlife responsibilities, and in later years, celebrate the return to creative freedom with added wisdom. The world doesn't reward the merely good, it rewards the extraordinary. And extraordinary isn't about talent or luck, it's about desire, determination, and courage to aim higher than seems reasonable. How good you want to be determines everything else. The only thing between you and greatness is how badly you want it and what you're willing to risk.